Have you had your fair share of stains? Listen, for all the mamas out there, I know you have. This month alone, I scrubbed mud stains as well as permanent ink out of my girls' jeans and dried slime out of shoelaces. As I was taking the 10 to 15 minutes over the sink with each one, scrubbing and spraying and scrubbing and spraying, I thought to myself, I am so winning at being a mom right now. I am saving the day. Mom to the stain rescue. And you know what? My family did sing my praises. My husband was all like, is that the pair of jeans that had the permanent marker? Nicely done. Thank you very much. You know, Pinterest is your friend when it comes to stain removal. You can find any method or concoction that will remove just about any stain. But there's usually a process, and it takes time. Some stains I find just aren't worth it. If it's on a pair of socks or an older play shirt, then it stays. And sometimes one stain can mess up an entire load of laundry. It's like the lone red item in a load of whites. You will have pink clothes. If an ink pen gets left in a pocket, you can guarantee ink will find its way onto more than one shirt. Stains happen. You know, trying to live and love like Jesus in this world today, it's hard to not get stained. This world is messy, yet we are called to be in it and not of it as we walk out each day. I'm thankful for truth that guides me in how to live unstained, found in the book of James. James 1, 26 and 27. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world. James is reminding us once again that our words are powerful and our actions matter. They reveal either the true depth or shallowness of our faith. A clean heart or true religion is one that loves the unlovable and cares for those that can't care for themselves. If we truly love the Lord with all our heart, soul, and mind, then we will love our neighbor as ourselves with our words and our actions. We also can be deceived. We believe our words and actions to be stain-free, yet we end up walking around covered in stains because we allow the world to influence us more than we influence the world. So we must keep our eyes fixed on truth and live out the gospel in our neighborhoods and communities by not only talking about the truth we know, but walking it out with how we love and care for others. Our bridled tongues, led by spirit and truth, lead and move us to those in need. As we serve, we display for the world the bright, white, unstained love and grace of Jesus. And oh, how I need that grace and forgiveness over my life every single day, because it is the only way I can shine white as snow. That's the truth. Life gets messy. Stay connected to the truth, and may your words and actions shine bright. I'm Lori Klein.